Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes. Yes, my friends. It is. It really is. This is the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast, and I'm your host, Rev Recluse. And welcome to the podcast. It's been so long. It's been really long. I can't remember the last time we did a podcast. I think it was about... It's been a long time. let's put it that way. I hope everybody is doing well out there, as best as can be expected under these trying circumstances that we have right now. And I sincerely hope that everybody's doing fantastic out there. Boy, you know, what can I tell you? It's been so long, like I've said, and this is probably going to go on for a little bit, so the actual podcast itself might not be for a little bit, so I apologize for that. First off, Vintage Edmonton is still around. Thank you so much for the loyal readership for the last 8 years. It's been very heartening to see that, and I really do appreciate that. Also, on social media, yes, Vintage Edmonton does now have a Twitter handle or a Twitter page. You can find all of the Vintage Edmonton stuff on social media on Twitter at, I think it's at Vintage Edmonton. I think that's how you do it. So, yeah. Go check that out. I am on social media. Well, I've always been on social media. Sorry about that. Yes, the Vintage Edmonton Music, or the Vintage Edmonton page is on social media. It is on Twitter, so I hope you enjoy that independently of the Rev Recluse handle on Twitter, which is some really crazy stuff. So, yeah, that's why I did that, by the way. They couldn't handle the crazy stuff, so you got your wish, folks. So, yes, I do have a Twitter page for Vintage Edmonton on Twitter. It is at Vintage Edmonton, so I hope you enjoy that. Everything else seems to be doing very, very well. I'm considering, since I have a lot of time on my hands now, I'm considering doing a couple of more audio-visual kind of things for Vintage Edmonton, possibly a video, a weekly video of Vintage Edmonton stuff. We'll see how that goes. I'm growing a beard, by the way. I didn't say this before. I am growing an isolation beard. I haven't had a beard since the 80s. That's it. And I used to have a beard, believe it or not. Yeah, but I haven't had a beard since the 80s, and I decided I was going to grow one since, you know, I really had no place to go now. So I might put a picture of that on the Vintage Edmonton page so you can all find out exactly what I look like when I'm look like I'm 96 years old. So I hope you enjoy that too. But other than that, everything is doing great. So let's get to the podcast. This particular LP I bought about 3 or 4 years ago, and my friend Don Valentine, who works for who is with the Heritage Foyerwood group here in Edmonton, has been asking me for the last 3 or 4 years, as I mentioned it to her, that I bought this record, to please do it on a podcast. And for whatever reason, I haven't done that. I totally apologize for that. But since we're here, this is being recorded on Good Friday of 2020, and Easter is obviously just around the corner. I decided, you know, why not do this album? And it's a really interesting album from 1972. It's by the Pitch and Spice Group, which was a group in St. Albert comprised of junior high and senior high students in a chorus. Not unlike a lot of other choruses out there. This is, back in the early 70s, Up With People was very, very popular. Go Google Up With People if you haven't heard of that. And it reminds me a lot of Up With People and the enthusiasm thing. And the singing, very, very well done. And the group that, or the title of the LP is Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus Christ Superstar, the hugely popular Andrew Lloyd Webber musical from the early 70s. It was the Hamilton of its day. It was a smash success on Broadway. It became a touring company right after that, or concurrently with that. Toured all over North America, including Canada. It really became really, really popular and became a cultural, I think, touchstone anyway on those touring companies, because they were literally everywhere in the early 70s, and they were definitely up here in Edmonton as well. And yeah, you just, you know, the Jesus Christ Superstar album, the Jesus Christ Superstar film that came out after that, and the stage show also was just so big. It was just so part of the fabric of the early and mid 70s. It made a lot of people out there very, very famous. Yvonne Elliman had a big, big hit in the early 70s off of one of the songs that I'm going to be playing with you on the podcast called I Don't Know How to Love Him. And just a huge, huge hit. I'm sure you can still hear it on the oldies radio stations that are still around, if they're still around. And Ted Neely, who played Jesus Christ Superstar, or Jesus Christ in the production itself, was a big, big star in the early, mid-70s. He was the it person of the moment. He was a very, very talented actor. He could sing great also. Never really made that jump into an icon status, but he was a heavily working actor in the 70s and 80s, so he had a very good career. And you could not really knock, go around and not listen to or not see or not read about this production. It was that huge in the early mid 70s. And the production that's on this particular LP is recorded by Roulin Recorded Studios, another one of the big, big recording studios in Edmonton during that time. It does not say where it was recorded at. It doesn't sound like it's from the studio itself. What it sounds like is that it's from a church auditorium. I'm thinking about, and they're thinking that that's where it was recorded. It has that sound, and people will immediately know what I'm talking about when I said it was recorded like a field recording, and you just have that sound, and this is no different. And, again, this is 1972, and it sounds as best can be expected. And the first one I'm going to play for you is the overture of Jesus Christ Superstar. And, let's get right to it. This is the overture from Jesus Christ Superstar from the Pitch and Spice Group, 1972 in St. Albert, Alberta, here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. Thank you. Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was the Pitch and Spice Group with the vocal and instrumental arrangements by the band Privilege, which was a huge, huge band in the early 70s in Edmonton. That was the overture of Jesus Christ Superstar off the Pitch and Spice Group Jesus Christ Superstar LP from St. Albert, Alberta in 1972. The next one I want to play for you is the big hit off of the stage production, and one of the two songs I think that you just could not listen to, or not, you know, listen to music with, or listen to the radio back then, and not hear at least one of these two songs within a couple of hours, I think, especially in the 70s. This one that I'm going to play for you now is the big hit off of it. It was a big, big, big hit in the mid-70s, early 70s, originally sung by Yvonne Ellman in the stage production of Jesus Christ Superstar, and on the 45 that was released. This is a song called I Don't Know How to Love Him. It was sung by Diane Sheehan of the Pitch and Spice Group in this particular production off the LP, and it was very, very well done. So kudos to Diane. This is I Don't Know How to Love Him from the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Diane Sheehan of the Pitch and Spice Group singing I Don't Know How to Love Him from the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack. This is a soundtrack. It's from the Jesus Christ Superstar production put on by the Pitch and Spice Group in 1972 in St. Albert, Alberta. Now, the one I want to play for you to close out the podcast and to close out the album is the... is it called the title track? It's the climax of the record and the production and the stage show, and it is Jesus Christ Superstar, the title track, I guess. And again, like, I Don't Know How to Love Him, you've heard this song over the years. You could not go anywhere in the 70s without hearing this song specifically. I believe it was also released as a single. This is sung by the chorus of Pitch and Spikes. Everybody sings along, and again, if there's an iconic song off of this production, I think this would be the song. So this is Jesus Christ Superstar by the chorus of Pitch and Spice, and everybody singing along and everybody playing along here on the Vintage Epitaph Music Podcast. Welcome back to the Vintage Epitaph Music Podcast. That was Jesus Christ Superstar, the title track from the LP by Pitch and Spice from 1972 in St. Albert, Alberta. And I hope you enjoyed that. It's a really nice album. It's a really good album. And if I have time, obviously everybody has time now, but if I have time, I may just rip the entire album and put it up on Vintage Edmonton so you can all download it. It's that good, and it'd be my Easter gift to you. You fine folks out there for being loyal readers and loyal listeners to the podcast. And boy, I got a whole bunch of people over the last year saying, you know, what happened to the podcast? Where did the podcast go? You know, so obviously since I have time now, the podcast may be coming back in a monthly kind of way. So we'll see what happens with that. So again, I hope everybody sincerely is doing well out there. Again, we're living in, you know, trying times these days, and I hope everybody's keeping safe. I hope everybody's social distancing. I hope everybody is just staying and keeping healthy right now. And yeah, I guess that's it. And so the next podcast, and yes, there'll be a next podcast. I'll see you all then.